The Haines Assembly approves Deborah Schnabel's contract for borough manager. And the Skagway Assembly is set to appoint its newest member. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. Haines has a new borough manager. At a meeting today, the Assembly voted unanimously to approve Deborah Schnabel's employment contract. But it wasn't without some challenges. In April, the Assembly voted to hire Schnabel over interim manager Brad Ryan. Now, they have approved her contract and she's set to start work on June 5th. That is a few days later than her job was supposed to begin. Earlier this week, Borough Attorney Brooks Chandler released a memo that raised a complication with Schnabel's employment as borough manager. Her brother Roger is in the construction business and owns the company Southeast Road Builders. He regularly contracts with the borough. He also owns land in the borough. The memo says that borough code prohibits Roger from contracting with the borough while Deborah is manager. Resident Don Turner Jr. addressed that memo.
I think that Mrs. Schnabel has got a big conflict of interests, apparently, according to the attorney, and rumors are going around about changing codes to accommodate that, and I think that would be a very big mistake.
The attorney's opinion does say that code could be changed to allow the contracting to go forward, but no direction has been taken on that yet. The memo also says that borough code does not prohibit Deborah Schnabel from being involved in land use permit matters involving Roger or his business. The document raised questions for members of the public and the Assembly. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt suggested adding language that would hinge awarding the contract on Schnabel filing a financial interest disclosure form suggested by the attorney. And he said they should indicate land use issues involving Roger be delegated to someone else besides the manager. Schnabel asked the specifics of delegating those responsibilities be left out of the contract and dealt with as a policy issue.
I would prefer that the delegation of responsibility be allowed to be developed in policy, and I will provide to the Assembly at my earliest convenience a policy that is agreed to by the staff that can better determine in terms of logistics, time, scheduling, qualification, that sort of thing, those issues.
Roger Schnabel said Deborah has been put in a tough position dealing with land use issues.
What is she going to do when the assembly, when the borough comes back, or excuse me, the planning and zoning comes back, and staff is telling her, no, we got to do all these harsh things that are more harsh than what they recommend. What's Deborah going to do? You know, if she's consistent and she wants to do what's fair, well, she's got a problem with staff, and that's favoritisms to her brother.
Doug Olrud said Roger Schnabel is now at a disadvantage and called out the Assembly for not addressing the issue sooner.
You've just made him a second-class citizen with your actions by not addressing this before you hired Deborah, had a plan before you hired Deborah. This has been in the works for a couple months of interviewing Mr. Ryan, interviewing Mrs. Schnabel. Why didn't somebody here look into this and formulate a plan and not get the information the night that you're going to be making this decision?
The Assembly did vote to add language to the contract requiring Schnabel to file a financial interest disclosure form recommended by the attorney. That is stricter than the typical disclosure form required by borough code. Only Assemblyman Tresham Gregg was opposed. Schnabel will have 30 days to complete that form. There's still the question of what the Assembly will do about Roger Schnabel being unable to contract with the borough. Morfitt said that's something they can try to work out with Deborah as manager. If it doesn't work out, they can terminate the manager contract.
If we find that we can't come to some resolution with Mr. Schnabel as a contractor and Ms. Schnabel as our manager, this agreement that's been proposed to us is open-ended. It's not a year's contract. There's no term on this.
Mayor Jan Hill said she still has one problem with the contract. That is, she thinks the salary is too high. But she agreed to sign off on it anyway. The Assembly voted unanimously to approve Schnabel's contract. Haines will have a new borough manager starting Monday, June 5th.
Thank you.
On Wednesday, the Skagway Assembly heard from four residents interested in filling an open assembly seat. The group is set to vote on its newest member at a regular meeting tonight. Here's what some of those candidates had to say. Five residents have shown interest in one assembly seat. The position opened up last month when former Assemblymember Angela Greaser resigned. On Wednesday, the Assembly interviewed the four residents present at the meeting. Candace Cahill went first. She is a former EMT who participates in several community organizations. At the meeting, Cahill described herself as fiscally conservative but socially liberal. She said one big project she wants to see go forward is the solid waste recycling and public works facility. Here's what she said when confronted with the issue of Skagway keeping up with the cruise ship industry to accommodate larger ships.
We are a cruise ship destination. We have to find a way to accommodate the breakaway class. The issues that come to mind foremost for me are housing, because as soon as we go with more people, now we have to have more support systems in place, and that means we need more housing.
Monica Carlson also described herself as fiscally conservative. Carlson is operating manager at Skagway Streetcar Company and previously served on the city council. She said she'd like to give residents a better understanding of where the municipality's money and their tax dollars go.
If you could break it down so they know how much you're subsidizing the school or what percentage you are subsidizing the school or the rec center or the library, and it'll give them a better idea of what they can afford. And I don't think the people in this community have any idea what it costs.
Carl Klooper spoke next. He's a longtime resident and owner of the historic Skagway Inn. He said it's vital for the municipality to figure out how to deal with larger cruise ships. He supported a partnership between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Klooper also talked about being careful with the city's budget. He said the assembly should look closely at the value of projects before going forward with them.
If it's a project that's not going to add value, then, you know, save that for when you have more money. But if it's something that is going to clearly make the place more valuable and make it for more people want to stay and live here, then that's something you should think about investing in.
Finally, the assembly interviewed Dominic Rodier. At 19, Rodier is the youngest of the applicants. He said it's important to him that despite his age, he's able to have a voice in the community.
I'm here right now. I'm applying to be on the assembly. And that's a statement. I'm not out there going crazy. I am here because I want to make a difference in this town. This town has showed me that my voice can be heard and that I have the opportunity that if I just so as much open my mouth, I can make things happen. And that's pretty incredible.
He said one issue he wasn't asked about that he thinks is important is improving safety on city streets. One more resident who submitted a letter of interest was not present at the meeting. Nathan Helmer is a 21-year-old telecom technician. The assembly is set to make a decision about the appointment at their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in assembly chambers. For the second time in a few months, there is an open seat on the Haines Assembly. On Wednesday, Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer resigned from her position. Residents interested in taking on the job now have 10 days to submit letters of interest to the borough. The group will meet Monday, June 19th at 5:30 p.m. to review the candidates. In April, Assemblyman Mike Case resigned. Seven people expressed interest in that position. On Tuesday, the Assembly chose former Mayor Stephanie Scott to fill the seat. Any residents that already submitted a letter of interest and want to be considered again should contact the borough clerk. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.